Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Pawaumee County Commissioner D. McKee and County Administrator Robert Reese. Dave, did we have a phone call over break for us? Yes? No? No phone call? Okay. Well, again, if you do want to call, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. Almost right on cue. And is that one's for us. Wow, that's good timing. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yes, last fall we had talked about Elias Road and Hopkins Creek Road intersection being overgrown with trees, and they cut a little bit of the foliage on the north side of the intersection. But you know that's a prime road coming from the school over on, I'm having a senior moment, over there at the school anyway, Hopkins Creek Road and Elias Road, that intersection.
Okay, all righty. Are you meaning the Christian school over there, or
no, Rock Creek? This is a
Flushing
Road
North.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the Rock. Okay, Rock Flushing. Creek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I drove that yesterday.
You for looking after things in Pott County.
I might say to that speaker and anyone else online on our webpage, you can go in under the county engineer's division and report a need, and it goes onto a computer, and we can check out what the response was or whether it was completed. Just actually going in and typing in that concern and giving your contacts so that you can find out it happened for anybody that has a road thing would be worth trying. You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, thanks for that call. Again, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And really kind of piggybacking off that a little bit, talking about roads, talking about comprehensive plans. I think the Pawaumee County is still working on your comprehensive plan, like a lot of folks in the area are, especially when you kind of get towards budget. It's important for your budgeting every year when you have your comprehensive plan. So I guess what's the update on where Pawaumee County is on that?
The countywide comprehensive plan started about a month ago. There's a series of committees and people invited in to talk about various aspects of it. The progress on that, I suppose, it was about 9 months to a year for completion on that, probably.
Yes. Yeah, good year.
Because we're not trying to process it and really make it valuable. We did receive from the joint land use study of the Fort Riley or military another $100,000 to look intensely at Blue Township and the features and so on that will help grow and probably support Manhattan's need not to have all the houses on the west side, because General Wiggins did say there would be more noise in the next couple of weeks because they're training again and they need to train at night and they have bigger guns than they ever did. But that money to us is to help the region be able to serve and supply better and be part of what Fort Riley needs, and so they are putting that money over here. We're putting that one together. It just got funded in the last 3 weeks, and there's a conversation about how it should be put together. That will probably start in the next, I'll just say, 4 to 6 weeks by timing.
And when it comes to this comprehensive plan, and Robert, this can be a question for you as the county administrator, looking at this comprehensive plan, I guess maybe compared to maybe ones in the past, or just looking at kind of what's in the future of this one, or what maybe could stick out to you as far as this plan. I'm sure population growth is always a big part of these plans, especially with Pawt County.
Well, it's been over 20 years since we did our last countywide comp plan. It's
quite a while ago.
Yes. Now you look at that, and a lot of the projections have come true, where a lot of the focus was down in the southwest part of the county as far as anticipated growth and along the corridor. Especially since 24 was improved, probably about 22 years ago, I believe. So what this allows us to do is to do some additional fiscal planning for infrastructure improvements and things of that nature, and try to get ahead of the curve on a lot of these areas as growth continues, and we're issuing approximately 100 new building permits a year.
Yep, at least.
Yeah, with about 75% of those being just immediately over there in the Blue Township area. So it helps us plan for the growth, providing infrastructure and emergency services and other outside services.
And a look at keeping the rural and not having urban sprawl in such a way that later the next generation of commissioners can't connect the things they need to, because there'll be houses scattered in great volumes in lots of places. Just that, and we're looking at codes and adopting mm-hmm. the codes that need to be standards for building. And that will be part of Blue Township especially. But Highway 24 and what should be on there and how in the future there will be some decisions made. And it's always rather difficult to move forward on this because you don't want to offend somebody that's already there, but there's got to be a design in the mind of everybody about which roads are going to be blacktopped and available and which ones will be paid for by developers. And we've worked into that quite a bit. It's an interesting process.
It is.
It requires a chaplain.
and Robert, I'm glad you mentioned something about looking at the last one and looking at the one 20 years ago and kind of just looking at, well, what did it kind of get right? What did it predict? And you mentioned some of the growth around the Blue Township area. Was there some other things it was pretty spot on about, or did it actually have any actual population estimates? Did it reach that estimate? Or
No. You make some very minor projections on, and 20 years out, of course, you don't understand what other economic factors may play into that, such as growth at Fort Riley and the Embath stuff, which was unforeseen back then, but has really been the fuel for a lot of the growth over in Pottawatomie County. That and some of the restrictions on the west side of Manhattan as far as maybe their inability to grow or maybe some obstacles to growth over there, whether it's location to the fort or any type of topographical obstacles that they have to
and the ability on our side to provide property for business and development is much greater than what you have in Riley County in some areas. And so there's development going on by private developers to have, I guess I would say, commercial districts up along 24. When growth develops, they're prepared to do that. And that includes the infrastructure and water to go to them to be able to serve whatever needs to be there. We can do that on our side. It's not, when I talk to the Riley County people, that's a little harder because of the growth out. They project growth up, but that tends to be more commercial retail and residential rather than places for people to put a kind of larger project with whatever the needs are, I guess.
And we do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on in focus.
Hi, I just had a couple questions about the Blue Township. I know when you refer to Blue Township, you're primarily talking about the major housing development down along 24. But there's a lot of us that live in Blue Township that do not live there. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about putting an ambulance service in there, is that ambulance service going to service us in the upper areas of Blue Township? And my other question is, if by some chance Blue Township is annexed into the city for some reason, is that going to include the rural areas?
That's not decided about the annexation. We have a district that's been within the borders of Manhattan that probably would be part of first consideration of annexation. It would not necessarily be up at the north end. So that's a conversation, and I keep wanting to bring more of the discussion with us together and the city of Manhattan to get those things clarified. It's a lot of meetings. The ambulance will serve the entire area, and the response time we've already looked at without much difficulty. We'll be able to get back there to your area, or that right now you'll probably have one come from
Westmoreland.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how we set them. And when we find that we've shipped ambulances out, those ambulances at the north end come down to a staging area and wait until the other ambulance comes back into the county. If they, for instance, transportation goes to Topeka or something like that. So they have a backup system that puts them closer when they need to be. Just by the basis of somebody's leaving the county for something else. They work that out pretty effectively. So I would say you're okay.
Well, then, okay. So where is this ambulance going to take a patient? Is it going to be Topeka? Is it going to be Wamego? Is it going to be Manhattan?
I think we kind of go where the family or the person asks for if they're capable.
That's
okay,
correct.
So we have a ride then?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
They won't take you shopping, but they'll take you to the hospital. Yeah.
I hope by the time I have to have somebody take me shopping, I'll live somewhere else.
That's right. Well, you can take our, we have some bus services if you need them.
I've seen them out in our area, actually. So thank you anyway.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question.
Bye.
Thanks so much for the call. Well, anything else before we wrap up with you guys? We got it all covered.
Solve
the world's problems.
Go try to. It.
You know, one of the other things we did discuss yesterday was trying to look at a final location for a new Havensville fire station, which we're working with the city of Havensville, and hopefully still have that new station constructed by the end of this year. So that was one of the other topics from our fire supervisor, Jared Barnes. He also reported that this year the grass fire's acreage was down about 50%.
Too dry to fire.
Wow.
But I think it was just because of the weather, it was just too dry. So anyway, that continues to move on.
The other building, we're doing an analysis of the public works building and the lot and the services and trying to figure out how to make that probably our next big project so that we have a rather old shop.
1912.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be updated. And so we're going to be planning that and taking
that.
A look.
Was he not supposed to say the year?
I saw that.
It may be.
It's getting violent here in the studio, here on Focus.
It is what it is. We might have to use a different old building for the use of this.
Did you notice that Robert's face just turned like 17 shades of red?
It's a lot of red.
Yeah. How's it look on radio?
You know,
it looks great.
You've
on
got
radio.
A face for radio. Trust me, I've heard that line just a couple of times in my life.
That's right. Well, that's why I brought all these diagrams and stuff so I could
Thank
show
you.
Them.
There we go.
Just put them right up to the microphone, D.
Well, I think we're off the rails at a good point to go to our last break. Thanks so much for coming in, though. Always great to have
appreciate
you.
Appreciate you having us. Thank
you. Potawatomi County Commissioner D. McKee, County Administrator Robert Reese. More in Focus coming up.
And Mr. Lee.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West.